This is In Focus, the weekly public affairs program from KTBB and the Team Sports Radio, featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place.
Well, good morning and welcome to In Focus. I'm Roger Gray, and we are going to spend the next half hour or so talking about so many issues, travel, scams, graduation, you name it. Michelle Mills is with us from the Better Business Bureau again. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you here.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you doing it.
Of course.
Okay, where do we start? It's summer travel season. You want to start there?
Sure, yeah. Hopefully you've done your planning before you travel. Nowadays you have to. There's so many scams out there now.
I went to your website. That is the first step. Plan ahead.
Plan ahead. Do your research. You know, travel isn't cheap, so you want to make sure you do your research before you spend any money. There are so many scams out there right now, and AI has made it worse. I was looking at a stat that the FTC said that the fraud losses last year jumped 25% to $12.5 billion last year.
Whoa.
And some of that is because of all of the AI scams out there.
How would that work? How would they manifest themselves?
Because, you know, I was actually messing around with an AI platform yesterday. And you know how before, if you uploaded like some text or whatever, and you could tell that it was AI generated because you could see weird pauses and weird inflections. It was very natural when I plugged the text that I wanted in there. It was kind of shocking because they had inflection in the right place. It sounded like a regular person. So that's one way they can get you, because now the recordings, the robocalls, don't sound like computers. They actually sound like real people. And or they can incorporate that into a live phone call with you. Type in whatever they want and it sounds like a real person or, you know.
Really?
Because a lot of the scams that we do have are from overseas. And so you can tell that somebody has an accent.
Right.
Well, this way, it eliminates the accent. Also eliminates scammer grammar in written materials. So
Scammer grammar.
Well, you know, they used to use punctuation in the wrong places, things like that. You can go, okay, that looks like scammer grammar. Now that's eliminated because AI fixes all of that. It can be pretty scary. So that's why more and more it's important for you to do your research.
Well, even in the emails. Got an email here at the station on my company email.
Yes.
And apparently I'm going to inherit $27 million from Dubai.
Oh, so yes.
There you are.
The Nigerian prince emails are coming back again. I've noticed some of that coming back, you know. I'm inheriting millions too.
The Nigerian prince who wants to deposit some money.
Yes, exactly. I've been getting lots of text messages too lately. I don't know if you have, but they can use it for that too. And again, the grammar looks good. It looks legitimate, you know.
Because it used to be, you're right, you could tell words were used improperly. Maybe it was way too formal, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. So travel, be very careful. Make sure you're working with legitimate companies. It's great to get on the website, but give them a phone call too so that you know that you're talking to a real person.
Yeah.
Look at the reviews. Make sure that the URL matches up. You know, sometimes it's a copycat website. Pay with a credit card, which we're all doing. But can dispute charges.
Why do you want to pay with a credit card? Let's explain that again.
So credit card is much safer than anything else because you can dispute.
Than a bank card even?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can dispute the charges.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you want to always have the opportunity to do.
Okay.
A lot of scams out there will say you can pay with, you know, alternative weird methods, unconventional methods like a gift card, or which is weird that people would do that, but people do that because they sound so convincing. It makes sense. You know, they even pose as, because part of it is going to a charitable organization and we're trying to do this. So, so again, just be very careful and be very logical when you're making your decisions when it comes to your money.
Now, you mentioned, I know the BBB can recommend travel agents and so forth. We had some friends years ago in the travel business, and they were saying even a couple of decades ago that the airlines and the hotels were making it so easy that it's getting tough for travel agents. So a lot of people think they can do that all online themselves.
Yes, and it is difficult. I mean, I think it's great to work with a travel agent because if anything happens while you're out there, first of all, they plan and they know, you know, they've been there and they know the best places and all of that. But let's say you run into trouble while you're traveling, they will take care of it for you. So it's kind of nice to have that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, keep the travel agencies in business. For
they,
sure.
Because they do serve a very good purpose, as you say, as a contact, you know.
Right, and you're less likely to get taken advantage of. I mean, you can also go to the legitimate websites and all of that. But we just did a trip to Japan, and we did do our planning ourselves, but I have a very OCD husband who loves spreadsheets and all of that. And so we did do our planning that way, and thankfully we didn't have any issues. But it did take us hours and hours of planning, and time is money, you know, so travel agent would have just done all of that for us.
I had a mechanic years ago, and I tried to adjust the brakes on an old English sports car that I had, and I never got it right. So I took it to him. He did it in 20 minutes. And then he said to me, "Raj, what was your Saturday worth to you?"
Oh, very
was
good
point.
Was
it worth my hourly fee?
Yeah. Very good point. Very good point. Exactly. Let the professionals do what they do.
That's what they
do.
For
sure.
You also say, let's say right now, gosh, I've always wanted to see Caracas. You know, I've heard it's a wonderful town.
Yeah.
You say, check for travel advisories. The government just told us.
Yes.
Don't go to Venezuela.
Always check for travel. There is I don't remember the government website, but you can check and see whether they're saying it's safe to go there or not. And I did check before we went to Japan. And we also host international students. Mm-hmm. And so I was checking before they were going home from college and just checking to see what it looked like. There are a lot of advisories out there. So be very, very careful while you're, travel agent would know. Right now, not a good place to go, not a good time to go. So, definitely you want to check before you go.
What else should you think about? Health issues, for example?
Sure. You can make sure that your insurance would cover you over there or get additional medical insurance. Also, remember, you need to get your real ID before you travel now. A lot of people didn't do it, and they don't have their passport. And so, you know, what are they going to do once they get to the airport?
My daughter is living in Washington State right now, and she had not gotten hers.
Oh,
and I had to mail her a copy of her birth certificate and all of that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely. So make sure you get that done if you're planning to travel. Huh. So,
what about when you're overseas?
Yep.
Things that can happen. You lose a credit card. You lose your driver's license. You lose your passport, for goodness sakes.
Yeah, so make sure that you do take a picture of all those things. It will make it easier to get those things before you can travel back, because you are going to need them before you can come back home. So make sure you take a picture of your passport, your ID, all of that. Don't lose your phone, too. You know, put it somewhere in the cloud where you can access it somewhere else. So I would just make sure that you do that. And when you are traveling, you know, there is a lot of theft in certain areas. Mm-hmm. Make sure you put your wallets in your front pocket. Try not to draw attention to yourself. Try to blend in if you can, so that you don't look like a tourist and a target.
Yeah. Americans are pretty easy to spot sometimes.
Sometimes, but you can blend in. You know, we're very international now, so I mean, there are a lot of expats that live overseas. So, but still, try to blend in. Try not to stand out too much.
What if you get in trouble overseas? I took Karen to Italy a few years ago, and we made some good friends in the hotel, and had breakfast, and we were walking around with them. And one of the guys bought a pair of shoes in Italy, and it turns out they were made of some leather from some endangered species. I don't know what they were. They were very flashy. And he got hauled in to the police station. I don't know if customs caught it.
Oh, goodness.
But he had to go answer, probably had to give them back the shoes and lost out the money. But things can happen that you don't even expect. You don't think you're doing it.
And they don't have a better business bureau in Italy, so I don't know what you would do there.
Really? But so are there things you need to think about in case? And this was like a completely unexpected, not purposeful infraction of the law.
There may be something, on an Italian website that has caution for travelers. I would look for things like that as well. That seems like a very strange thing that would happen, but it does happen now, obviously. So, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
So,
if you do get in trouble, what do you do?
You might have to contact the embassy. Depending on what it is, you know.
Right.
I don't know what you would do in those countries.
Okay. I was going through the website, some of the things that you need to think about.
Sure.
You say that when you get back, look for any strange charges on your account?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you should, as a good practice, as a best practice, you should be looking at your financial statements on a regular basis. And you don't have to look at it monthly anymore because you mm-hmm. can see them online.
Yeah.
So, yeah, absolutely. Take a look at those any charges that look strange. You know, look at it weekly if you can. That way mm-hmm. you notice anything fraudulent. Sometimes you'll see tiny charges that you may not think are, you know, mean anything, and you may just disregard them. But then down the road, they could become bigger charges. So mm-hmm. be very familiar with your financials.
You kind of mentioned it in regard to health. Should you think about travel insurance?
You know, for me, I always think it's better to have it and not need it than need it and not have it. Mm-hmm. So I would do that personally. But take a look, you know, it's just a personal preference. And some countries, they'll take care of you either way, right? So just make sure you do research. Again, do that research on that country and see if you would need to have travel insurance or medical insurance, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Travel insurance I get usually when we are flying or mm-hmm. whatever. But medical insurance, we don't
always. In case flights get canceled, whatever,
right, exactly.
Hotels.
Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's a very nominal charge.
Okay.
So.
And again, have we discussed all the travel scams that are out there? What?
You know, some of the stuff that still happens every once in a while. You might get a call 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. You're groggy. They forgot. They say they don't have your credit card number on file. They mm-hmm. lost it. You give it to them. It's not the hotel at all. So just go downstairs and ask them if they really did lose it. So, or press zero, you know, and ask the operator. But I wouldn't give them the number over the phone for sure.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So what else is going on here locally? What are you hearing?
You've probably received some text messages about you owe fees for the toll road, or you didn't show up for your jury summons.
Matter of fact, my wife came in and asked me, honey, we got an email about the toll fees. Honey, we haven't been on a toll road in a long time.
Yeah, we got one too. I actually got a text message, I think this morning or yesterday, same thing. And you know, if you, with anything like that, just remember that the way these work is they are sending these text messages in batches. So they're sending a text message from 903, I'm just referring to 000000 to 903-999-9999, mm-hmm. right? So they're sending the text to everybody, hoping that some people will respond.
Okay.
If there's ever anything in question, go directly to the organization and say, mm-hmm. do I owe, you know,
right.
whatever. Don't call the number that's in the text message. Go mm-hmm. look it up yourself and then call them and make sure that it's a legitimate charge or oversight.
Okay. It's graduation season.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. And you were telling me you've got, you're, as you mentioned earlier,
yes.
helping college students, international students.
Yes.
Who don't have the money to fly home for now.
Yeah, yeah. One of them is staying with us all summer, so it's great. We're going to learn Japanese while he's here with us.
Yeah.
So.
But it's an exciting time.
It is.
Particularly college graduation,
yes.
obviously. And you're starting out your life. You're looking for a job. You're,
yes.
you know, and you're going to get a lot of mail.
Yes, you're
a lot of offers.
You are a target. You mm-hmm. are a target because the scammers know that you don't have that life experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they're going to try to get a hold of information from you and get funds from you any way that they can. They may not have a lot of money. Right,
mm-hmm.
may or may not, but your information is valuable.
Sure.
It's sellable, so mm-hmm. they're wanting that as well.
Yeah, and obviously, kids are going to. It would be easy to get into. Everything sounds too good to be true when you're
right.
that age.
Exciting, right?
Oh, yeah. MasterCard wants to give me a credit card.
Right.
Visa wants
My
to give
first
me a credit card too. Yeah.
yeah. They're giving me this much of a limit.
Mm-hmm.
0% interest. Probably not.
yeah, exactly. But I mean, there's a lot of temptation out there, and you can get yourself, not necessarily illegal, it's just you can get yourself in over your head.
Yeah, I mean, you should, you know a little bit about finances, but unfortunately, there are a lot of illegal things that are happening out there, you know. So mm-hmm. just be very you are going to be a target. There are fake credit cards, right? But when you're applying for the credit card, you might give them a lot of social security number, a lot of personally identifiable information. do not do that. Go to your bank and work with them, you know.
Yeah.
Make sure you're working with legitimate companies, organizations before you get a credit card. It's very tempting. Make sure you're looking at the interest rate. You know, if you don't understand that, then talk to somebody who does before you apply, because you can get yourself into a lot of trouble.
A credit card interest rates are high.
Yeah, I mean, for sure. You'll also be looking for apartments or someplace to live if you're not staying in a dorm. There are a lot of fake listings out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, one thing that you can do is you can copy the picture, do a reverse search, you know, image search on that picture, because it might be posted many places all over the country and it's really not where they say it's going to be. So let's say I'm moving to Virginia, or, you know, I'm in Tyler, but I'm looking for an apartment in Virginia because that's where college is. And, there may be a picture, may not even be in Virginia, maybe, you know, who are, it might be just totally fake picture. So,
and what, they get you to send a deposit or something?
Correct. Send a deposit, you'll never hear from them again. So, you know, it's really hard if you don't actually go physically visit the place, but you can work with legitimate real estate companies to help you find a place, or with the school even.
And nowadays you can also go online. You can go to Google Street View. You can see if the place is actually there.
You can do that too. Yeah, you can do lots of research to make sure a place is legitimate. But before you send money, please do your research.
What are some moving scams?
Moving scams. Again, in Texas, you have to have a license to be a moving company. There are lots of moving companies that are not licensed, so please be careful with that. They can be fined for not having a license. Nevertheless, there are a lot of moving companies that do not have a license. So again, please make sure you do research. Probably need to go ahead, and if you're moving in intrastate, then they also need a different license for that. So make sure you're working with a licensed company. Go to bbb.org to take a look at the company's profile. Make sure they have good reviews. Make sure they have all their licenses up to date, that kind of thing. There are ransom scams that we see. They'll load your stuff and they won't give you your items until you pay them more money. So again, you really want to do your research. It's best if you can have the moving company come to your...
And by the way, these scams apply not just to college students.
Oh, everybody who's you're moving. Very right. Very true. So make sure that they come to your residence to take a look at and see what you have, so they can give you a good quote. If you just tell them over the phone, then they come to your place and you have a lot more than they thought. You might think that they were being dishonest, but they just can't really get a good idea unless they come to your place.
We moved 4 years ago, and the guy gave me an estimate, and then he said, "Oh God, I'm going to have to get another truck."
It happens. So best if they just come out. You know, if you can have that happen, but please work with somebody who has a good reputation.
Sure. And finally, I was looking on the website. Is that really a graduation gift? Don't accept every offer that you come across.
Just like free things?
Scammers take advantage. Yeah. They send congratulatory messages. They offer free gifts, scholarships, exclusive deals.
Yes, you can have all these things if you'll just give me either processing fees or your information, something that will make them money in the long run.
Right.
So... For sure. Yeah, you shouldn't have to pay processing fee. If you win something, if you're given something, you shouldn't have to pay a fee, right? It's a gift.
Yeah.
So, they shouldn't need that.
Okay. We just celebrated Memorial Day.
Yes.
And I noticed on the website there are scams involving military families.
Yeah, unfortunately, a lot of times they're targeted as well, especially if they've been overseas for a while and they come back and they're not aware of the scams that are happening here. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of predatory lending that happens, things like that. So.
Yeah. phishing scams, misleading car sales. There's a long list here on the website.
They know that you need things when you get back, right? Yeah. And so, you, again, just like the students, they know what the students need. Mm-hmm. They know what our military personnel need when they get back home. So they are targeted quite often as well, unfortunately.
And you mentioned the fake rental properties. I have seen that in another instance. In this case, it was a classic old car I was looking at. And I said, I've seen that picture before. And I went to eBay, and it was also on eBay. You know, and
it's easy.
Somebody took a picture of a great-looking old car, and they're trying to sell it again.
Yeah, technology's made it easy for us, but it's also made it easier for the scam artists, unfortunately.
And there's always a story that goes with it. Well, the car's not really where I am right now, and I'm, there's always an excuse for not being able to go see the car.
It almost seems like
or the apartment.
It's almost like those romance scams as well, right? So instead of a person, I mean, instead of a car, it's person, you know, and you've never seen them. You can't, for some reason, they can never see you in person. There's always something tragic that happened, and they need one person called the person that she was dating, quote unquote. He was in the military. He was overseas. He was in a helicopter, and his wallet fell out of his pocket into the ocean. And so he needed to send all this money.
What are the odds of that?
So, I mean, they will just, but they're very convincing.
And carries their wallet into combat?
But, you know, they really try to pull at your heartstrings. And, and once they're able to get to your heart, then they have your trust. And they, people just believe what they say. And people have lost tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases, to people who don't even exist.
Yeah. Another group that is perhaps vulnerable and maybe too trusting are older folks.
Sure.
So a lot of scams involving the elderly.
Yes. Well, you know, one reason is that they're home more often, so they may be more accessible, more likely to pick up the phone. The other is they may not be quite as familiar with things online, maybe not quite as savvy, so they're more likely to fall for things online. And third, because they have a lifetime of savings. So while more scams happen with younger people nowadays because they're online all the time, more dollars are taken from our seniors and our older people because they have more, they have access to more funds, unfortunately.
Quite often they're too trusting.
They are, because you could trust, you know, and in this day and age, trust is trust is low. So,
It happened to my mom after my dad died. She was living alone. She needed a new front screen door. And these guys came by. Well, they were going door to door. And when I visited her, she showed it to me, and I said, you paid way too much for this. I could have gone to Home Depot, gotten a door, and put it in for you.
Right. So there was one 92-year-old lady, and these contractors kept fake contractors, kept going to her home. So they did one thing for her. They didn't really do anything. And they said, oh, we found this wrong, too. And then they went and did that and charged her for that, too. So they ended up getting about $30,000 from her over time. Of course, she didn't go check or anything, you know, and she didn't have anybody that was close to her. I think her one of her neighbors ended up telling us about it, and so that's how we found out about it. But yeah, so we need to protect our seniors and make sure that absolutely they get taken a lot.
One scam again, I saw in action. I don't actually live in Tyler right now. We live in a small East Texas town to be close to Karen's folks. We're getting very old.
Yes, that's good.
And her mom got a call supposedly from the police department. That my wife had been arrested and did not have bail money, whatever. And she actually came over to our house to make sure everything was okay. I mean, this guy,
she was smart.
I'm Officer Johnson and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, so
fake emergencies.
Emergency scams. We used to call them the grandparent scam, but they're emergency scams, basically. Something tragic has happened. Somebody's put in jail, somebody's been in an accident, in the hospital, that kind of thing. And they're, trying to play on your emotions and scare you into, I need money now.
Yeah.
A lot of times also secrecy is a part of it. Do not tell anybody that this happened. I'm embarrassed, or I don't want my parents to know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, grandma, will you please, you know, send me money so I can get out of jail or pay for my attorney or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it happens all the time, unfortunately. And we do live in an area where we have a large senior population. Mm-hmm. So our seniors do get called quite often.
Medicare scams, yeah, those are out there.
For sure. Anything that, you know, is involving your personally identifiable information and your bank account, mm-hmm. They're going to try to find a way to get it from you. And they don't need, they'll call, you know, the stats used to be out of every 100 calls, 8 to 10 would fall for it. Well, mm-hmm. you know, 8 to 10 people paying thousands of dollars is a lot.
Enough,
and that's why they keep doing it. Yeah. Unfortunately.
Years ago, I did a story when I was doing television about the dark net, the dark web.
Oh, goodness, yeah.
And there are there was a huge ring. It was actually busted by the FBI. Mm-hmm. But this was like a Walmart, a Costco for scammers.
Oh, goodness,
where
yeah.
you can buy bundles of IDs, bundles yes. of social security numbers.
Yes.
I mean, these guys are out there. And it's worth a lot of money. If you mm-hmm. buy 50 social security numbers and only two of them are good, that makes it worth your
sure.
while.
Sure. Yeah. So, you know, you can be looking for signs that like when you do your taxes, if you get if you haven't filed your taxes and mm-hmm. you get a return, you get information about that, you can't file your taxes.
Right.
Somebody might have filed your return ahead of
right.
you. Yeah. Take a look at your EOSs. I think it's all, from your insurance company. Explanation of services, I think is what it is.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm not an insurance person.
That's right.
But a list of services that you've, medical
right.
things that you've had done to mm-hmm. make sure that they match up and that somebody else hasn't used your social security number
okay.
To do that. Sometimes happens when people have passed and somebody's mm-hmm. still using that social security number. To take, you know, that it's been sold and somebody's using it for their benefits.
Or children who died very young, you know,
sure.
and
mm-hmm.
and their identification can be
yeah.
taken and
yeah.
used. Yeah.
So you want to make sure you go to annualcreditreport.com at least once a year
mm-hmm.
To make sure that there's nothing fraudulent on your credit report. So that's something you can do. You can do it on all three credit bureaus once a year. So you can actually check, you know, three times a year, make sure there's nothing fraudulent on there. You can put a freeze on your credit,
mm-hmm.
Which is what I did for my mom, because, you know, before she passed, just make sure there's nothing mm-hmm. can, you know, can't be used.
Yeah.
She wasn't going to be needing any new credit cards or anything like that.
Right.
So just put a freeze on it. This is when she was still with us. You can do that now, you know, but you do want to make sure you check that frequently.
Okay. You know, and we've only got a couple of minutes left, and we've been
great.
Talking about all the bad actors out there.
Let's talk about good stuff.
How are we doing locally business-wise as far as businesses, you know, certified by you guys?
We have a wonderful business community. You know, we have a couple of million people that contact our office every mm-hmm. year, just our little office here in East Texas. And out of that 2 million people, we get fewer than 1,800 complaints in a year. So we have very, very few complaints on businesses in our area.
Wow.
What people are coming to us for is they're looking to see, do I want to choose this business? Or do I want to choose another business? And
mm-hmm.
if 2 million people are coming to our office, they're looking for BBB accredited businesses.
Okay.
So that's one thing that we can provide for our local businesses is some really good exposure, right? So, you know, right now the hot businesses, roofing is always this time of year is always
yeah.
very hot. But right now people
we've had some rough weather lately, yeah. Yeah.
We have. This is just the season for it. You know,
and
tree trimmers.
Yeah.
Yep. Tree trimmers, fencing contractors, auto repair,
mm-hmm.
auto dealers. People are looking for quite a lot right now because they just got their tax returns.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of them are looking for new cars. And they're coming to BBB to look. So,
yeah.
And that's how we know that's what's happening this time of year. Air conditioning also. It's time for your tune-up. If you haven't already had your air conditioning tuned up, you want to mm-hmm. make sure you do that a couple times a year. We know before it gets hot and before it gets cold. So, yeah. So, it's we try to be a great resource for businesses and consumers. Consumers want to know how to buy a car. You know, what are the tips for that? So they come to us for that as well. But out of 2 million people, we get very, very few complaints. So thank you, East Texas, for being businesses, for being so good.
Michelle Mills, thank you so much. Appreciate it, as always.
Of course.
You're good at that. You've done this before.
Oh, thanks.
And thank you, guys. We appreciate it. This show, after it airs, will be on our website at ktbb.com. We'll see you next week.
In Focus is a weekly public affairs program featuring members of the local community working to make East Texas a better place. In Focus is produced by KTBB and the Team Sports Radio. And we thank you for listening. Join us again next week.